So we're continuing the story, Chaitanya Charitamrita, of Lord Chaitanya and Jarikand. I don't know if we'll ever get out of the forest. And Kapila Muni, the way he describes the forest of material enjoyment, which we're all stuck in, I don't know if any of us will ever get out of the forest. But Lord Chaitanya won't stay in the forest of Jarikand very long, and he's only going there to preach. We've come to the forest of Vishayavan. We've come to the forest of material enjoyment, not to preach, but to enjoy. And Prabhupada's trying to take us out of these jungles and back home, back to Godhead. So we're in this is story, Lord Travels to Vrindavan. This is a small story of Gauranga's, I forget the title we gave this verse. It's just their pastimes, Jarikand Leela, Gauranga and Balabhadra. Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Keha yadi tanramukhe shune krishna nam tanramukhe ana shune tanramukhe an sabe krishna haribali nache kande hase param paraya vaishnav haila sarvadeshe. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, when someone heard the chanting of the holy name from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Lord Chaitanya was chanting, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Mandavaya Keshavaya Namaha Krishna 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 Hey Krishna 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 Hey. So he was chanting these mantras as he was touring through South India and injecting everyone's hearts through the channel of their ears with a shoot of Prem Nam coming from his beautiful heart, which is swelling with the emotions and divine sentiments of Srimati Radharani. And this way he was spreading Prem by his Saundarya Rupam and his Prem Nam Sankirtan. People became attracted to his Saundarya Rupam, Karshan, Krishna, Karshan, Gauranga Karshan. Very attractive, all attractive. And they came running, oh, he's so beautiful. Did you see it? Oh, yeah, I must see. And when they came to see this beautiful figure, tall sannyasi, then he started chanting and engaged him in huge Nam Sankirtan. And then from his holy lips, they would hear this sanctified divine name coming from Goloka, Golokera Premadan, Harinam Sankirtan, Golokanam, Premanam. And then they would become transformed on the spot. Instant, Cheto Darvana Marjanam, Kam Kro Lo Mohamatsarya Subjordye. Everything finished, Nashtoga. Everything finished, instant cleansing. And they immediately came to Bhava. They attained Bhava just by hearing him chant, Bhava Bhakti. Then they went back to their villages. They said, listen, I saw this golden sannyasi. You missed him. He's already gone 20 kilometers. But he told me some secret mantra. Oh, what is that? Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. And he said, everyone chant, Nam Sankirtan Karo, Sankirtan Karo. And I chanted it. And then he chanted it. Then whoever heard him, Evam Prampra Praptam Imam Rajasha Yuvadu, by Prampra, whoever heard him or her, who heard Lord Chaitanya, they also came to Bhava, immediately became cleansed. This is the power of Shudanam. Shudanam Harinam Sankirtan. So this is what it's saying here. When someone heard the chanting of the holy name from Mahaprabhu, and someone else heard this chanting, Mahaprabhu's chanting from that second person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everyone in all countries became a Vaishnav through such disciplic succession. Thus everyone chanted the holy name of Krishna and Hari, and they danced, cried, and smiled. So all of us have also had the experience of dancing in kirtan, crying in our own way, and smiling in our own way. And this is the transcendental potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is being explained here. It all began with sound. All movement begins with sound. The entire creation begins with sound. Om, Pranava Omkara. So this creation, this whole jagat, Maya jagat, material universe is a creation, and it all began with transcendental sound. And it's being maintained by transcendental sound. And it will be destroyed by transcendental sound at the time of Pralaya. A transcendental sound will emit from the destroyer musician. There's one musician in charge of destroying. His name is Lord Shiva. He plays the Damaru, and that sound, his dancing, that sound and the arrangement of Ananta Shesh and the Lord destroys the universe. So the universe is also destroyed by sound. Creation, any creation is destroyed by sound. You give the sound, make a building. So then your followers make a building by the power of your sound vibration. Then you say, nice, now you maintain it. They say, okay, break it. I'm selling this land is worth more than a building. Building's worth 5 lakhs, the land is worth 20. So he breaks it. So by his order, the building is made. By his order, it's broken down. That's the same way with the universe. So by the order of Garanga, the Sangirtan movement is appeared by sound vibration. It's being maintained by sound vibration and it'll go on for 10,000 years. When the sound vibration is withdrawn, then the movement's withdrawn. So here he's saying that he's talking about parampara. It's a shabda brahman, parampara. It's a parampara of sound vibration. One person vibrated shud shabda brahman. Premnam Sankirtan, Garanga vibrated. Someone caught it in their ears, some pious, interested person. There's only pious, interested people would come running to see a sannyasi. Atheists and wealthy people run the other way, especially wealthy people, because they're afraid if he comes to my house, he'll ask for taka, dinero, rubles, money. Better run before he sees me or somebody points me out. Oh, sannyasi Thakur looks, yeah, it's a big saint. I'll try, yeah, he's running away. Why? So the pious people would catch the holy name and then it would enter their heart and make a revolution. And then that person, and this person, a third person, a fourth person, a fifth person. And then it was Bhaktivinoda, then the next person in line was Bhaktivinoda, then Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhaktivedanta, and the next person. It's the same transcendental sound. If I have I have 1 kilo of gold, and you say, where did you get this? It's my great-great-grandfather. It's our family heirloom. Acha. Yes, he gave it to my great-grandfather and my grandfather, and then finally when he died, he gave it to me. Same gold, and it's more valuable now than it was then. Now it's 27 lakhs a kilo. Some bank managers came today and tried to sell me a kilo of gold. And I said, I'm a little short right now. And all I have is an account in the bank with 10,000 rupees to pay the printer. He said, you're a big holder in this bank. The Videshi thinks a big fish, lots of oil. Squeeze. Suddenly he said, no, you have so many contacts as that. I said, listen, my friend. My Guru Maharaj taught me, he made so many millions of dollars and he never bought gold, but he bought books. He bought Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. This is the transcendental gold. He said, when you get money, print books or expand, build a new temple for preaching as a base for preaching. He never said, get money and hoard it, save it, bonds, this, that. So we don't believe. So I told him, I said, my Guru, I'm following my Guru. He doesn't believe in stockpiling gold. He believes in stockpiling books. Books are beneficial. Gold is beneficial for one. Books are beneficial for anyone who even lives near a book. If anyone even lives near a Bhagavatam, they get the radiation, the transcendental vibration emanating from the Bhagavatam. Shakti. So I tell them, moreover, if you look at Prabhupada's books, you'll see in the first canto of Bhagavatam, it says that Kali resides wherever gold is kept. Swayam Kali, personification, Papurusha. I said, you're marketing Kali. And I'm preaching. What do I care about these guys? Just two kids, 25 years old, some Brijbasi, deputy managers, HDFC, the card. They're one of 10,000 deputy managers. Like we make deputies when the sheriff and the deputy become deputized to go catch a criminal in the Wild West, become a deputy. It means appointment. Deputy means like appointment. You're not the real thing. You're just deputed. Deputed means I depute you. I give you this badge. Now try to catch. Prabhupada says the transcendental potency of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is explained. First, the holy name is vibrated. Mahaprabhu, when someone hears directly, is purified. When another person hears that person who became purified by hearing the direct sound vibration from the originator of the Sankirtan movement, when he hears that person heard direct, although he's indirectly hearing, he also becomes purified with the same potency. Because it's not Mahaprabhu that's purifying. It's the mantra that's purifying. He's receipt coming from his mouth. And this way, the purification process is advanced among pure devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And no one can claim to have his potency. Impossible. Nonetheless, if one is a pure devotee, this sounds like a biography of Prabhupada here. If one is a pure devotee, hundreds and thousands of men can be purified by his vibration. Here we are. We're those hundreds of thousands of men. If someone is a pure devotee, then hundreds of thousands of men can be purified by his vibration. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That simple, sublime, pure, liberating, pacifying, and purifying, and love-filled mantra chanted by the sacred lips of Srila Prabhupada. And that simple tune has actually captured the heart of millions of people anywhere around the world. As soon as they heard it, they immediately became devotees, just like Mahaprabhu. And people all around the world, from India to China to Paris to London, everyone, when they chant the Maha Mantra, they sing that tune. If you sit down with some congregational people, can you see Lita Kirtan? And they start going, Hare Krishna, right? Hare Krishna. Because they've been programmed by that pure sound vibration. So Prabhupada himself is the example of this purport. If one is a pure devotee, hundreds and thousands of men can be purified by his vibration. This potency is within every living being, provided he chants the Maha Mantra offenselessly. In other words, everybody can do it. Everybody can become pure. Everybody can spread the holy name if you chant without offense. Namabhas. So Prabhupada is saying, I got the mantra from my guru. I became pure. Of course, he's totally pure from the beginning. And then I spread the holy name everywhere. And you can do it too. Also, everyone. I don't have a corner on the market. It's open for everyone. Because that's what Mahaprabhu gave it to one. And he went to his village. It's like the original Shakli Amway program. You know, the pyramid sales. It starts one and becomes many. One Mahaprabhu, one Shishya. Then became so many from the one person. It's the power of the mantra and the purity of the deliverance. Power of the mantra and the purity of the one who delivers it. Purity means niraparadi, namabhas. When a pure devotee chants offenselessly, another person will become a Vaishnava. Simple. Chant without offense. If someone hears it, they'll become a Vaishnava. Worshipper of Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan. And from him, another Vaishnava will emerge. This is the parampara system. Yadyapiya Prabhu Loka Sangatera Trase Prema Gupta Karena Bahire Na Prakashe. Mahaprabhu did not always manifest his ecstasy. Prema Gupta Bahir Na Prakash. His prema kept hidden, Rahasya Gupta. He didn't always manifest it. Being afraid of a great assembly of people, Loka Sangatera, crowds of people. The Lord kept his ecstasy concealed. So that's obviously what the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu do as much as possible, at least in public preaching, which means non-devotees. Public is the non-devotees. He doesn't reveal any ecstatic symptoms unless they're irrepressible and they force themselves beyond his control. And that happened a few times. But even then, when Prabhupada was in Gorakhpur visiting the Hanuman Prasad Podar, founder of Gita Press, very famous press, and then he was with a handful of 40 disciples, I believe in 1971, at a Pandal program, he was chanting Jaya Radha Madhav. That's a very famous anecdote of Srila Prabhupada. And while chanting, he stopped chanting and was silent for some seconds, which seemed like hours for the devotees. I never saw Prabhupada like that. Shamasundar, Malati, Gurudas, and Banu Das, and all the different devotees who were there, Yamuna Devi Dasi, Yadubara, many of those 40 devotees. And they had been all around India with Prabhupada, and they never saw this symptom. He was in ecstatic, tears are falling from his eyes. Jaya Radha Madhava, like this. Pause. And then they're looking, what do we do? So they thought, well, whenever we don't know what to do, Hare Krishna. So they all started saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then Prabhupada, and he stopped playing the cards. He's just like, then he came back fully composed, fully controlled. But and then a couple of times, I was there once in L.A. He was taking darshan, 75. Rukmini and Dwarkadish, that's where I joined. And he was standing there, not many people noticed. And that's only with devotees. That one assembly of Gorakhpur was, you could say karmis, but they're basically all pious religious people, followers of Hanuman Prasad Podar, Ram Bhaktis, and not exactly non-devotees. So they're also devotees. But in the temple, it shows his disciples. There wasn't one disciple there. Prabhupada and sannyasis and all the disciples, 75. And he was taking darshan of Rukmini and Dwarkadish, standing. He would always go like, when they played the Govinda prayers, he'd probably go like this. Govindam Adi Purusham. Because, disciple watches everything of his guru, every move. So Prabhupada's going, I was just washing his hands. And I said, oh, that's cool. Govindam Adi Purusham. Tamaha. He's like, a beautiful smile. Like, looked like a young gopi. Young boy, very beautiful and attractive. And then and he was looking, and his tears were starting to come down his face. And then he got down and paid obeisances, which he did at Dandavats, or I think so, Dandavats, and got up like this, a little slow, because old type, but by himself, no one had to help him. He's 80 years old. And then where he was lying on the floor, there was so much water there, and you can say, oh, someone threw water there from the conch shell. I mean, scientific explanation. When the guy threw the conch shell, all the water just landed right there where Prabhupada's face happened to be. The Gnostic and Pashandi will argue like that. I say, okay, fine. That you believe in that, and that argument works for you, because by that argument, you don't have to surrender to God. You don't have to accept the pure devotee, and you don't have to surrender to Krishna, so you stay a Gnostic. And let your arguments be your God. But for the pious and the faithful people, we can actually see the truth. Because you see the truth by the mercy of God, not by logic. God is beyond logic. Brahma proves that in Brahma Stuti. Jnane Priyasam Udapasi Namante Ba. 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 14. What verse number is that? Very famous. He said, I try to understand the Lord by knowledge and by logic, and he bewildered me. Brahma Vimohan Leela. So I just surrendered. Bhagavan. So he didn't manifest any natural symptoms. Rupa Goswami has described Mahaprabhu as Mahavananyaya Avatar, the most munificent incarnation. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not physically present now, simply by chanting his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasani Gaur Bhaktavrinda, people throughout the world are becoming devotees. This is due to the ecstatic chanting of the holy name of the Lord. That's so Prabhupada's qualifying the chanting. It's not just due to the chanting of the holy name. It's due to the ecstatic chanting of the holy name. So ecstasy is usually seen, not so much in japa. We don't see too many displays of ecstasy while people chant japa. We see very deep meditative states when people chant japa. So deep they're sleeping. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very deep. There's no like ecstatic outbursts and Haribo and throwing their arms up in the air and dance. Haribo, Hare Krishna. It's all most people can do to stay awake, and usually they walk back and forth here and there, around the rooftop, around the block, or here or there, somewhere. And try, of course, sincere people will try their best to be fresh and sleep properly and chant nicely. But in, this ecstasy usually is visible in kirtan. So what Prabhupada is saying, that people, he's saying that people throughout the world becoming devotees do, how are they becoming devotees? Are they becoming devotees by going in a temple and watching devotees chant Hare Krishna and japa? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Wow, this looks like a really exciting place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They look around, there's 50 people, 20 are sleeping, and the other 20 are trying to stay awake. But then they come in Rath Yatra Kirtan and Jagannath, and all those same people they saw sleeping in a temple. Hey, that's the guy who was sleeping. And he's like leading the kirtan. He's like dancing and tears from his eyes. And Sika standing on end. And he said, this is really ecstatic. And so many people have said they've joined because of, you know, kirtan, Indradumna Swami's kirtan, or Radha Swami's kirtan, or B.B. Govinda's kirtan, or Naranja Maharaj's kirtan, or whatever, you know, some great devotees' kirtan fame. And I saw them at Rath Yatra, and I said, they're having fun. They're dancing down the middle of the streets. And they're not embarrassed to have no hair on their head. I'd be embarrassed. There's no hair on their head. And they're wearing bed sheets, orange bed sheets and white bed sheets. And the ladies are wearing some tablecloths from the dining room table. You know, it's a sari, but they think it's a tablecloth. Fancy tablecloth. And they have some stuff, I don't know, bird, this, that, I don't know what's on their face. And they're not afraid to go out in public like that. I wouldn't even go out to pick up my newspaper on my front porch looking like that. But there they are. And they're happy. They have no inhibitions, and they're not uptight. And it's Fifth Avenue, and it's Los Angeles, and there's millions of people watching. They're happy, and they're not, oh, somebody's watching me. Hare Krishna. So I want to join. And they join. They join because ecstasy is attractive. Happiness is attractive. Love is attractive. Prem Sankarshan Sri Krishna. Krishna is attracted to Prem. When you attain Prem, it's called Sri Krishna Sankarshani. One of the six symptoms. Six symptoms of bhakti. One is Sidurlava, and then Sri Krishna Sankarshani attracts your prema. When the heart becomes full of prema, it actually attracts Sri Krishna to come and drink that prema ras from your heart and associate directly with you. So when people saw that ecstatic chanting of Nam Sankirtan, they wanted to take part, so they joined. But do you see anybody come to the temple and they see somebody, wow, this looks ecstatic. What are you doing? Well, give me a pair of those beads. Let me sleep next to you. And I'll sit down next to him, and he's sleeping. Hare Krishna, hey, this is very relaxing. Hare Krishna. That's not ecstatic. That's not going to make a devotee too soon. It will, obviously, but not as soon as the kirtans. That's what Prabhupada is saying. It is said that a pure devotee can see the Lord at every moment. And because of this, he is empowered by the Lord. So that we'll continue there tomorrow.